Blog Talk Radio.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith. A pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Positively Affirmative. This is the show where we affirm you, our listening audience, with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness, challenges, and solutions. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach of Satari Life Skills Institute, helping women become the director of their own life stories. And today, our show topic is going to be, if I don't take care, or if I don't care, if I don't take care of me, who will? And what I want us to do is explore the mental, spiritual, and physical aspects of self-care. What we want to do is learn how to incorporate good health into our daily living routines. So what is good health? The World Health Organization has defined health as not merely the absence of disease, but as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. A level of health that permits people to lead social and economically productive lives. And I really love that definition, because if this is true, then it means not only do I want to take care of my physical health so that I can have a good quality of life and be as, and be as free from disease as possible, but I also want to develop the spiritual side of who I am and my relationship in the world, where I fit in and into the world. And I also want to develop my social, my social relationships and have healthy social relationships. And economically, you know, I want to be as economically fit as I can be, so that I can have a sense of balance. You know, what's balance for me? And what balance looks like for me is totally different from what balance looks like for you. And we each have to explore that, you know, for ourselves. So self-care is the ability to recognize, acknowledge, and act on the knowledge that I am responsible for my own well-being. There's no such thing as a stress-free, problem-free, happy all the time life. No such thing. You know, but there is a such thing as being able to have a balance, you know, and being able to recognize when my life is out of kilter, when my life is out of sync, and being able to determine, you know, what steps do I need to do to get back to the normalcy that makes me feel good about who I am. Therefore, we must learn how to eliminate as much stress as possible, minimize our problems as much as we can, and we have to learn how to handle or work through our broken dreams. And I think this is so essential when we talk about self-care. You know, we all have problems, we all have challenges, we all have situations that break, you know, and being able and being willing to acknowledge that, you know, life didn't go the way that I anticipated that it would go. You know, this story didn't end the way I wanted it to end. But being able to deal with it, you know, to move forward, being able to move through it and go forward. Before we can do this, we must know how to recognize when areas of our life could be becoming unhealthy. So what I'd like for us to do today is a little bit of visualization. And what I want you to do is think about a thermometer. And I want you to think about what I call an old-fashioned thermometer, the thermometer that has the mercury in it. Most of us don't even know how to, most of us don't even know how to read those kind of thermometers. But, you know, I guess it really doesn't matter what type of thermometer that you visualize. You know, digital doesn't matter. But I want you to visualize a thermometer. And I want you to look at this thermometer as being your emotional thermometer. We must learn how to determine where our emotional thermometer gauge is set. So let's say that our emotional thermometer has a range of 90 to 107. Because 98.6 is, you know, when you take a thermometer, 98.6 is what's considered normal, you know, a healthy, normal temperature. So let's say for our purposes that our thermometer ranges from 90, which is on the low end, to 107, which means, you know, both of those ranges mean, you know, we're out of kilter and something is definitely wrong. How to determine your emotional temperature. So let's determine that 98.6 degrees is the temperature that we all strive to reach for. This temperature equals peace, balance, inner joy, or inner stability. And this feeling is with us when we are in the here and now. So, you know, pay attention to how you feel often when you're in the moment, when you are able to enjoy being in the present. That sense of peace, balance, joy, stability. So you have to know an idea of where normal is. So that when you begin to get out of balance or out of sync, you begin to know what that feels like as well. So where are you in the past? Our emotional temperature can drop. We go too far in the past or when we stay there too long. It can often trigger feelings of anger, hurt, resentment, remorse, revenge, longing, and regret. We usually make statements such as, if I had just did this, then my life would be different. Or my life could have been different, or if I had only known then what I know now. So what are the messages that you give yourself when you've gone too far in the past? And I want you to, you know, just take a few seconds to think about the self-talk that you give to yourself. You know, and what are some messages that you say to yourself when you've gone too far in the past? Are you too far in the future? Our emotional temperature can rise too much when we go too far in the future or when we stay there too long. Feelings of fear, anxiety, and worry often result. It is easy to say things like, when this happens, then I'll be okay. My life will be complete. Or I'll be happy. or my problems will be solved. Also, we can get stuck in taking on too much responsibility or trying to solve the problems of others. And that's often a sign of being too far in the future. So what is some self-talk that you give yourself when you've gone too far in the future? What does it feel like to be in the present, in the here and now? Many of us don't know because we rarely experience this feeling. Let's change that. Being in the present is an ability to have acceptance. It is a knowing of what I can and cannot change. An ability to create a gratitude list and use it daily, especially in difficult times. And a question that that I think is important to ask yourself when you want to be in the present is, what do I control right now? What do I have control over right now? How do I get to this place called the present? These are questions that we must learn how to ask ourselves. Whose problem is this? Whose responsibility is this? What part do I play in this situation? How is my behavior affecting others? And why is this important to me today? What self-talk do you use to keep you in the present and in the here and now? Here are some techniques and tips that I'd like to offer you for healthy living. Don't be afraid to be yourself. If you don't know who you are, don't be afraid to explore and find out. You know, many of us are living a life that someone else wanted us to live. You know, a lot of us have not really explored what our authenticity is, who we really are, aside or apart from the expectations that others have for us. At least one time daily, acknowledge yourself for something that you have accomplished. Say one thing positive about yourself each day. Walk at least 3 times a week for at least 30 minutes and ask your doctor about incorporating some type of physical exercise. Drink water daily, 6 to 8 ounces. Get regular checkups yearly, if possible. And not only get checkups yearly when possible, but begin to write a list out of questions that you have for your doctor before your appointment, so that when you go, you can be engaged and have an intelligent conversation with your healthcare provider and truly be a partner in your healthcare. You know, begin to write down questions that you have about your health before your appointment, before you get there. Find some type of activity that brings you joy. Explore and incorporate it into your life. Engage in activities that bring you closer to your true self, which equals peace. What are some activities that you do or that you can increase to bring you peace? Be still and listen to what your body is saying to you. And allow your heart to be your guide. Now, I think these are some very, very important and essential tips that I've offered you to incorporate into your daily living. And again, if the World Health Organization defines health as not merely the absence of disease, but as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, a level of health that permits people to lead socially and economically productive lives. The question that I offer you is, what steps are you going to take today to have good health? Okay. We're going to bring this edition of Positively Affirmative to a close. And we want to thank you, our listening audience, for tuning in. This is the show where we affirm you with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness, challenges, and solutions. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach, of Satari Life Skills Institute, helping women become the director of their own life stories. If you have any show topics that you'd like to hear about or have any questions, email me at kjones@prosperitylifecoach.com or call me for a complimentary 30-minute coaching session. Join us every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. and bring a friend. All right, everybody. Abundant blessings.